When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Get a load of these.
Shut up, Brandy.
Real girl dot video going. Woo! Oh, yeah.
Hey, gang, it's Kenny Thomas.
Kenny!
Dylan Clone Gene. Available everywhere.
Beanie? Beanie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Welcome to Jerry's Taco World. Would you like to try a burrito?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Here you go, Crisco.
Oh, my.
Hey, it worked. They're gone.
Welcome to Bits and Pieces. I'm Willie Griswold, joined as always by Jess Hooker and Jessica Alsman. Today, we are talking water bits.
Is that true?
What?
It is really all water?
Is yeah, it's water bits.
I didn't know that.
We're getting wet, Jess.
Okay. I did not know that.
You're going to be in the splash zone. You might want to wear your poncho. We're talking water bits. A little side about water, hydration, very important. Obviously, you got to drink whatever it is, 8 glasses of water a day. I did not drink water till I was about 22 years old. I came into the station in the morning, and I would probably have 2 sodas before school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm drinking, like 1 soda at 6 a.m., 1 at 7 a.m., going into 8 a.m. No water at all, mm-hmm. ever. And I had headaches constantly, and then I started drinking water. And I thought of it because, Jess, today on the show, you revealed you drink 2.5 Mountain Dews a day?
I like the Dew. I'll do the Dew. Diet.
Do you really drink?
Oh, yeah.
A full Mountain Dew a day?
Easy. I cut back recently due to the kidney stones.
Oh my gosh.
My first kidney stone was at 17.
Because of Mountain Dew, you've drank it your whole life?
A lot of soda pop, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We didn't really have water in the house. It was more like a case of Pepsi.
Yeah, just Pepsi products. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love we didn't have water in the house. What, you didn't have faucets?
Yeah, they had Gatorade on tap.
This is how people drink water, Jason, okay?
This is how country we were. We had a ladle that just hung by the sink. And if you wanted a drink of water, you filled up the ladle from the sink and you took a drink.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And I think that it was more of a way that my dad curbed on dishes, like, because it was just the 3 of us. He was like, I'm not doing it. I swear to God, if you dirty a cup to get a glass of water. Yeah, I think it was more that angle.
Does every person have their own ladle or it's just one? It's a family ladle.
Yep, it was a ladle, a family ladle. Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah, that worked. That worked.
It was a family ladle.
I feel like I remember when you guys would come in the morning and there was a point where it was like there was a staff notice, like the boys they're off pop right now, like no soda, stop, they can't have it. Did that ever?
I don't know if that ever went my way. I quit drinking carbonation, and then my brother famously, he went through a growth spurt, went through puberty very fast,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was when he got his permit or something, he was like 200 pounds. And then he switched from Coke to Diet Coke.
To Diet Coke, that's what it was.
And he like lost like 70 pounds. I think he was like 130 on his license.
Oh my gosh.
And I think it was just because of his Coke intake, perhaps.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure the growth spurt helped. Puberty, moves you out, gets rid of your awkward bits.
Right.
Oh, no.
But that was definitely a big story in our household. But I don't know if we were like banned from drinking it at the station.
I think it was switched to diet. I think you're right. Maybe that was it.
I do remember no Diet Pepsi. Because that was Chick's Diet Pepsi. One time he ran out and he like walks in the green room. I'm like, hey, Chickster, how you doing? Drinking my little Diet Pepsi. Oh, you little snot-nosed kid. No.
He keeps a case of Diet Pepsi in the back of his car at all times in the event that he runs out here.
Yeah, that's what I do with the Miller Lite in my front seat, you know?
Right.
Oh, man, a little caffeinated Willie. You get to school. I bet you just fell asleep immediately because of the crash, right?
No,
would you ever get tired? Or?
Still be running pretty high. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm running off. I'm pretending that I wrote a Todd Snyder song. You know, I'm goofing around. I'm ruining class. But yeah, today we're talking water bits. There's a million. The one that came to my head was well water. And then Mark Mike reminded me of just some sort of discussion of my dad being a weirdo wearing socks while he went water skiing.
Oh, yeah.
But from what I know, those didn't make the cut. But let's listen to our first bit.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here with more of my amazing made-for-TV products exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners. How many times has this happened to you? You're thirsty, and you need and want water, but you're miles and miles away from water. There's no water anywhere. Introducing my new Mazing Powdered Water. It's small, simple, and convenient.
Oh, yeah?
Just carry a packet of Mazing Powdered Water with you anytime you don't have room for a stick-up faucet. Then, if you need water fast, simply open the bucket, pour the contents into a glass like this, and just add water. Cool, clear water in seconds, and it's just that easy.
Wow.
And it's only $29.95 for 3 2-ounce packages of amazing powdered water that make up to, now get this, folks, up to 5 gallons of pure mountain stream water from the glaciers of Scandinavia. Yeah.
Scandinavian glacier water not verified in American tap water may be substituted in some powder packets. 5 gallons of water must be added to reconstitute the full 5 gallons of powdered water.
Folks, can you ever have enough water? I say no. So order in the next 5 minutes, and I'll throw in 2 more 3-packs for free, plus $59.95 shipping and handling. That's a great deal, but wait. When you order 4 3-packs of my 2-ounce pack packets, along with the previous order of the 3 3-pack packets for only a total of $269.95, I'm going to send you a complimentary gift set of my wildly popular home entertainment accessory item designed specifically for your guests who happen to be nudists.
Yeah?
Scrotum coasters. Just drop them and forget them.
Yes.
Call today. I'm Billy Mazing.
That's really hard to read all that or memorize that.
Our guy Salji's a professional.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was gonna say that's Salji, and I believe the second voice is also Salji.
It's every bit of it is Salji. Yeah.
That's funny.
So yeah, that's clearly, you know, making fun of those late night infomercials. It hits it a few of my favorite things, making fun of the payment plans. Mm-hmm. You know, 10 easy payments in 1999 subsidized over whatever it was. My favorite thing about that bit is that you hear powdered water, and in the back of your mind, you're just going, oh, but you got to just add water to it, but let's see where they're going with this. And then they just kind of tease you, and they just add water, and it hits, and it just delivers so well.
Who was the guy? Billy Mays?
Billy Mays.
The really what seemed like a very... much a dyed beard, it looked like, right?
It was overly manicured.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was equally thick in every spot. Like you've never seen, like, I felt like he just like put it on in the morning, like took it and.
Is he OxyClean? Is that him?
It started out as OxyClean and then it like kind of turned into an empire of some kind. Yeah.
I mean, you think of infomercials and now I think the ShamWow guy is the number one.
Yeah.
And then the MyPillow guy, but he's controversial. We're not going to get into the MyPillow guy. No, we're just talking ShamWow guy.
ShamWow's still popular?
I think it is. And
is
what about
really?
What about the guy that does the tape that can hold the boat together? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I like that guy.
Yes, the seal tape, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I don't watch infomercials because I think that I just don't watch cable that late. If I'm watching cable, I'm watching like sports or new something during the day.
Yeah.
And I just feel like infomercials are those marketed towards kids that are staying up too late at sleepovers?
I don't know. It worked the as seen on TV air fryer. I'm like, I can make all these things with an air fryer. Can't wait to get one and not use it, but it worked.
Doesn't Emeril push one of those things?
An air fryer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seen like a 30-minute, you know, it's a whole advertisement, but it's a show.
Yeah, and you know, watching it.
On the weekends or whatever. Yeah, I think Emeril's pushing some air fryer.
The last infomercial that really ruined my life, I just moved to Chicago, and I'm staying in a place temporarily before I find my own place, and I'm with my two buddies, Oren and Mark. And we'd gone out drinking that night. You know, we're having a real good time. And then we go back and we turn on the TV. Nothing's on. But there's this infomercial for a knife set.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, the knife set's like $1,000. And you get all these knives. And instead of table knives, you also get a sword and a pocket knife. And we're just like, this is, you know, it's too expensive. But this is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah.
And then every 30 minutes, we realize the deal's going down. It's getting cheaper and cheaper, and we're getting drunker and drunker, and it's later and later. And then I bought 50 tactical knives, a katana, and two knife sets for $150 via an infomercial.
Oh, my gosh.
And it came. I still have the katana. I believe the other knives are with my friend Shelby still up in Chicago. And I used the table knife set, you know. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a good purchase. It was practical, but it was a bad idea.
That's awesome.
I bought a knife set on TV too. It was the I can't remember what it's called, but it was the one where they held the pineapple up in the middle of the room and sliced the pineapple with the knife. It was just hanging there.
No, that's a game you can play on your phone.
Oh, is it?
Just the
no. Fruit Ninja?
Fruit Ninja, yes.
No. I like that. Yeah, no, it was. I don't remember. But
Ginsu? Is that the name?
I wish I could remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got those like right out of college. I was like, I'm gonna get some really good knives.
Well, there was an era there we did a lot of those Billy Mazing mm-hmm. bits that are so fun. That one, personally, is one of my favorites. It's so silly and ridiculous.
So, yeah, so funny. Because there's so many products, just add water. They were like, the kids' toys, just add water. There's obviously food stuff, just add water.
And it's just Chia Pet.
Yes.
It's another one. Oh, my gosh.
There's got like all, just add water, one size fits all. There are all these things that were marketed towards a million times again and again. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into our next bit. This next bit is a classic Chick and Dean bit.
Race fans, you're hot and thirsty. If you don't get some relief quick, just like those cars, your body's gonna overheat. That's why you need the cool, refreshing blast of Body Fuel. It's like an overhaul for your body in a 12-ounce can. Just one drink and you'll be refueled and ready for anything your busy lifestyle demands. Excuse me, sir. You look hot and thirsty.
Boy, I sure am. I got my two kids with me and I forgot the cooler in the car. God, it's gotta be 100 degrees out here. I could sure go for a cold drink of water.
Water? You don't want water. You want something that'll replenish all the fluids you've lost. You need the overhaul for your body in a 12-ounce can. You need Body Fuel.
Body Fuel? I never heard of it.
That's because it's new. Here, try this with it.
Great, yeah. In this heat, I'll try anything.
Here.
Jesus! This tastes like motor oil!
Well, there is some motor oil in there. And some transmission fluid, gasoline, and even a little engine coolant.
Engine coolant? Hey, I can't see!
Well, of course you can't see. That's the power of Body Fuel on your system, making it just like brand new. What do you think of Body Fuel?
Are you trying to kill me? Hey, what's that fizzing noise?
Ah, that's a little battery acid.
Acid?
Sure, it'll keep your body running smooth and efficient. How do you like the sporty racing look of the package?
I can't see it. I can't see anything.
Well, it's very sporty. Don't worry. Preliminary testing shows that the blindness is only a temporary side effect. Anyway, how about that refreshing, cool, clear taste?
Come here. I'm going to sue you bastards. Come here. Where are you? I can't see anything.
Body Fuel. When you're so thirsty, you could die. Try one of Body Fuel's free delicious flavors, original lemon lime, iced tea, or diesel. Four economical 55-gallon drums.
I can't feel my tongue. My tongue, I can't feel. Hey, my gums are bleeding. My gums are bleeding.
Body Fuel, from the people who brought you Thirstpiration Plus. It's the health drink for those on the run. Go out and pick up some Body Fuel today at a supermarket or auto parts store near you.
Come here, you son of a bitch.
I love when you have the Dean character be like, my gums are bleeding, and then Chick goes into the Body Fuel like it's still a commercial. It's just part of me thinking, well, why would they put that in the commercial? Why wouldn't they edit that out of the commercial if the commercial was over?
That's so good.
I feel like you can hear Dean and Chick talking to each other in it. Like, they're such good actors that when they're... It's like they are friends. I don't know. Like, you hear a little bit of their real relationship in some of those bits. Just the, he was like, oh, I'm bleeding or whatever. And the Chick's like, yeah, well, you know, that's going to happen. You know, however it is. And I always think that's so funny.
Allsman, you heard that before?
I think maybe a long time ago. Mm-hmm. The best part, easily the best part is, see this package? Isn't it great? I can't see. I'm blind. Oh, my gosh. I love it. And Chick's announcer voice. Again, hands down, the greatest announcing voice ever. Just hand him a piece of copy and he's got it. But
And he does so that little.
Oh, yeah, that, that yeah. part. Yeah, I like that.
And it will come back around, I think, in another bit here in a bit, in a little bit.
A little bit with the bit.
A little bit in the bit. My thing, I still to this day, if someone, you know, it's a common thing. If someone hasn't heard of, oh, I've never heard of that before. Mm-hmm. My brain goes straight to, it's because it's new.
It's because it's new.
And,
yeah.
And Chick's voice is playing in my head.
It is
every time.
It's
I do
so
it.
Funny that you say that because I'm. Whenever anybody says something about I'm going to sue you, I always go, "I'm going to sue you, son of a bitch!" Like every time, that's what I think after somebody says that.
Well, yeah. I love the commercials that it's making fun of. Like I remember those like late '90s, early 2000s Gatorade commercials.
Oh, so intense!
I remember the one where people were sweating and the sweat was coming out like Gatorade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I remember being a kid, like drinking a bunch of orange Gatorade, being like, "Gotta try blue. It's not working with this." One.
Yeah.
And then and just also like those early energy drink commercials were just super intense. Mm-hmm. You can ride a horse. Millennium. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And those, I'm trying to think of, yeah, I'm just thinking, I'm just thinking of all these weird energy drink and like new Gatorade commercials.
And I was such, I love the flavor of energy drinks, mm-hmm. but I am very, very sensitive to caffeine. So I'm like, is there any way you could take that like tourmaline and like just put it in? Like, can we get some tourmaline flavored water so I can just have the flavor of the energy drink. I know
that would get too messy. You need your body needs to know when energy's going in.
I know, but I don't feel like we had had anything like that. Like I remember when Red Bull, I think it was in college about, and I was driving from Muncie to here at 3 o'clock in the morning after I'd worked a bar shift to intern. And so I think the first time I pounded like three of them just like on the hour drive here. And I was like, I'm gonna puke, and I threw up in the parking lot, and I was like, "This isn't good," and I couldn't stop shaking, and I was like, "Oh, caffeine! Like you can have too much of that." Okay, okay.
He just reminded me. A couple years ago, I'm in Indianapolis. I don't have a place in Chicago, and I had to go to Chicago because I had an orientation for the Second City Training Center, and I had a show that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been the summer. I think it was near 4th of July, around Pride weekend. Anyway. I go to Chicago, show up to the orientation, didn't need to go. I had already been to one that was basically like it, just oriented, just complete, did not need to go.
Right.
And then I go to, I'm like killing downtime, and then I go to the show gets canceled. Oh. So I just didn't need to be in Chicago at all. And then the friend whose couch I was going to crash on bailed on me. So I ended up just driving Chicago to Indianapolis. Not that bad of a drive, not too late, you know, only 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But about an hour in, I get really sleepy and I go to a gas station and then I just chug a Red Bull, whole Red Bull, sugar free. And then I get back on the road and I have like a little cough thing and then I cough. Long story, I got sick all over myself, all over the car. I had to pull over. The gas station I pulled over to was closed. I didn't even know gas stations closed. So I didn't have any paper towels. So I'm wiping my body down with the car wipes that I had that I could keep my car clean. It was a brutal, brutal drive.
Oh, that's rough.
So I love energy drinks. No sugar free, though. No sugar free anymore. We have another bit. And I say we just get right into this bit before I think about me getting gross.
For years, we Europeans have had a special taste for bottled waters. The benefits of drinking bottled waters have not been lost on you intelligent Americans. More and more of you are drinking exotic, healthy, and expensive imported bottled water. First, it was Perrier, the sparkling, crystal clear water from France. Then came Evian, crisp, refreshing, pure spring water from the Alps. And now, the latest bottled water to cross the ocean, imported exclusively by Gullible Yank Imports. It's hot dog water. Listen to what your fellow Americans said about imported hot dog water when we secretly served it to them in a very chic New York City bistro.
Oh, God.
Well, it's kind of cloudy. You know? Hangy, and it sort of has an aftertaste.
It's imported.
Well, it's
chic and very exclusive.
Well, it's...
Let me be frank. Princess Diana drinks it, and it's very expensive.
I love it. What's it called?
It's called hot dog water.
Hot dog water?
Hot dog water. And what do you think, sir?
It's
imported.
Well, it's kind of cloudy.
It's very nutritious.
sort of tastes like hot dog water.
It is hot dog water. Ah, yes, the unmistakable taste of hot dog water bottled in Wienerwasser, Austria. You'll find a bottling plant just a yodel away from the Wienerwasser sausage factory, just south of the Danube River sewage treatment facility.
This is delightful. Should I add a lemon or a lime slice when I serve hot dog water to my guests?
No, no, no. You should add mustard or ketchup.
Oh, of course.
Hot dog water. Remember our motto. It takes a lot of guts to make this stuff.
Oh.
Not to mention hooves, tongues, and snouts.
House, hey, this is tasty. How much is a bottle of hot dog water?
About 30 francs, or in America, $10.
Wow, what a bargain.
And coming soon from the hot dog water people, the first drinking water that is also a cologne, new HD Eau de Toilette.
Is that toilet water?
Exactly. Imported toilet water.
You mean like from a real French toilet?
Oui, oui. 10,000 French poodles can't be wrong.
Oh.
Hot dog water.
So my favorite part of that, they're talking to the first person, and the second person is Dean, and the first person... She goes, it's cloudy. And he goes, it's from France. And then it continues. And then he goes, it's from Princess Diana loves it. And yeah. She goes, I love it. And then it kind of shows that it's phony or whatever. But then it goes to the Dean character. And in your head, I'm thinking, okay, it's probably going to follow. It's going to show that just because Dean thinks it's imported, he's going to think it's nice. And then Dean's character just points out the joke at Tyler. He just goes, kind of tastes like hot dog water. And that is pointing out the joke is one of my favorite things you can do in comedy.
I think did you Google the same thing I did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Guy in Canada basically stole this, sold hot dog water for $37.99. And when they did this story on the show, and Tom's like, yeah, that's clearly a ripoff of us.
Yeah, it looks like a bottle of, is it Voss? Do you know that gray cap? And it's like, it looks like that with a hot dog floating in it.
Oh, that's kind of funny, I guess.
Yeah, it looks really fancy. Like, the bottle looks really fancy, and then there's just, like, you know how women will put crystals in their bottle of water and get it crystal-infused? And
no.
Like,
okay, no, I don't.
Clear their chakras. No. Okay. Well, women do that.
Jason, you're so naive. Continue about the chakra water.
Yes, the chakra water.
Yeah, people drink water to hydrate.
Yeah. So instead, they put a hot dog in it, and I don't know if that's just a...
I don't know if this guy is being sarcastic. He says, we've created a recipe having a lot of people put a lot of effort into research and a lot of people with backgrounds in science really creating the best version of hot dog water that we could. You've got to be joking, right? Because, yeah.
Yeah. It's what they said it's keto friendly. That's what I was like.
Well, yeah. You gotta stay keto.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and it makes you look younger, and we did. Have you guys ever done pickle bags, like pickle juice?
Talked about it this morning.
I've heard about this 5 times now. I feel like in a couple weeks. I didn't know about it until Archer season finale. That episode talked about pickle bags.
You brought
it this morning. So you're bringing it up.
I'm bringing it up because we were gonna do pickle bags one time at a party, and we didn't have pickle juice. So I said, let's do hot dog water pickle. Hot dog water picklebacks is what we called it. I know that's not what it was. But so we boiled some hot dogs, like threw an 8-pack of hot dogs in there, boiled them, took them out. And that's what we used as chasers.
Okay, so there's so many things wrong with that story.
I know.
If there's no pickle juice on hand, why didn't you just find something else that was easy? You had to make a meal. That's
we opened the refrigerator. We don't have pickles. Okay, well, we have hot dogs. That was the first thing I saw.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
And also, just to be clear, pickleback can also mean chaser. Mm-hmm. And it's when you take a shot of whiskey or whatever. I've heard about it with whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Take a shot of whiskey and then you drink pickle juice as a chaser or as a back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm meant to try this. I don't like pickles, though. But.
My older sister, Lucy, told me about it in Texas. So maybe it's a southern thing.
I think that's where it started. I think so because, I think so. But you like whiskey, right?
I do.
Do you like tequila?
Yeah.
Is there any alcohol you don't like that you would want to chase her?
I mean, the first time you take a shot of Yukon Jack, it's like, whoo, goosebumps. But
right.
The second one, you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but still, I want to try it if it's just the magic.
It's fun. Something. It's what you do at a bar.
Yeah.
It's a good time while your friends are around or at a party or whatever. I'd compare it to like taking a shot of Malort or some other liqueur that's not really enjoyable, but when all your friends are around, it's kind of enjoyable.
Yeah. Right.
And I think the pickleback, it also helps cut the hangover.
Oh. Yeah, because it's very salty, so it makes you retain water. You stay hydrated, and
So the hot dog water probably was beneficial.
And maybe, it's full of sodium.
Did you eat the hot dogs, though? I'm really concerned about this.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, but they were cold. That's a whole other story.
You know what? I'm going to try to make myself a Bloody Mary with a hot dog and hot dog water in there. But that's some research I'm doing on my own.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about that together.
Yeah, come back.
Should we serve everyone in the room hot dog water and be like, what does this taste like? Or make them do that?
I think I would know what hot dog water is. But I feel like I'm like a hot dog connoisseur. Like, I like all things hot dogs.
Hey, Jess, can you quit bragging? Hot dog connoisseur, okay? We all know you're a high-class lady. You don't need to shove it in our face.
Yeah. This is Oscar Mayer, obviously.
Obviously.
You know, I have friends that will have a little cookout, and they'll have, like, turkey dogs, and they're terrible.
Puke city.
Yes, and I start bringing my own, and then the other friend's like, where are those other good dogs? Well, yeah. I'm like, I brought them. You got to.
Jason's
eat
over
they're
there
terrible.
Under the picnic table like, you need a hot dog?
He's the supplier.
A hot dog?
I mean, just the consistency of those, of a non-beef dog.
Yeah.
Let's just go there.
Why
it, it is a bologna popsicle is what a nasty it is. That's the consistency. It is somebody's.
Yes.
It is. But I ate raw hot dogs all the time growing up.
You eat raw hot dogs?
When I did. My palate has matured, Willie. But I still, if I see a hot dog, I'm like, that reminds me of summertime.
So you did an early version of raw dogging.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It makes sense. I love bologna. I would eat bologna, just without bread.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all. I might try it.
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm telling you, a cheap hot dog is a bologna popsicle.
Gross.
Bologna popsicle. It sounds like a Donnie Baker's band. Bologna popsicle. All right. So hot dogs. This next bit is about short-lived diet fads. Let's get into it.
Now you can lose weight the easy way. Without pills, without exercise, without counting fat, carbs, or calories. And best of all, you can eat anything you want, as long as it's not food. That's right. Those pounds will just disappear on the no-food diet. How easy is it? Well, if you like water, you'll love the no-food diet. Because you can have, now get this, as much water as you want.
Wow.
What? Too hard to believe, you say?
Yes.
Listen.
I lost 75 pounds in 2 months on the no-food diet. I could have as much water as I wanted, and I gotta tell you, I drank a lot of it. I had no hunger pains at all. I was a size 7, and now I'm a size 1. Look at me. No, over here. Look at me. That's a broom.
Will you save money on the no-food diet? Let me ask that question this way. How much are your grocery bills every month?
About $375.
Then what if I told you you'll save at least $100 a month then?
$100? Well, what's the $275 for then?
Your water bill!
How do I get started?
Well, that's easy. First, go to your refrigerator and food pantry and throw everything out.
Sounds easy.
It is.
Then what do I do?
That's easy, too. Don't eat anything.
What if I get hungry?
Good question. Lots of people ask that, especially about the fifth day. But I bet you already know the answer.
I can have a light snack, right? Like some other diets tell you to do?
That's right. You can have a whole bowl full of snacks.
Great.
In fact, you can have as many bowls full of ice as you want.
Wow. Ice cubes?
Yeah.
Won't I have to pee a lot, though?
Of course. You'll be in the bathroom so damned much you won't have time to even think about food.
Great. Okay.
The new no-food diet plan. Just call 1-800-STARVE. That's 1-800-STARVE. Operators are barely standing.
They're barely standing. That's so silly.
You guys, Jess, did you ever do any weird... I did, when I was in high school, I did the cayenne pepper, lemon water, grade B maple syrup cleanse.
Who told us about that? I remember one of the comedians coming on here. I think it was, his last name, Morris oh my goodness, I'm blanking. But he would do it regularly. I know Ralph Harris does it regularly too.
Oh, really?
He's talked about it. Yeah. You said it's lemon, maple syrup, cayenne.
Yeah, grade B maple syrup.
Yeah,
I remember
because
we had to go to like the health food store to buy it. It was
it's more nutrient dense, that's why.
So it's a weird story, but I did a cayenne pepper cleanse when I was 14, when I was a freshman in high school, which like unhealthy. If you're a kid, just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go on a damn cleanse.
No.
But I did that. And I was supposed to make it a whole week. It was me and my older sister. I didn't make it. I made it from Monday to Wednesday, which is like still insane.
That is a long time.
I broke it with a Red Baron frozen mini pizza.
Yes.
A little hot sauce and ranch. Oof, gosh, I remember that meal. Anyways, but I broke it, and I had a bet with my older brother. If I did the whole cleanse, mm-hmm. he gives me $100. If I don't do the cleanse, I had to ask out the prettiest girl in my grade, which was his discretion. I lost the cleanse. Sam made me ask the girl out to embarrass myself. She said yes. I ended up dating her for like all of high school.
Are you serious?
Swear. So oh, yeah, if you're a kid, don't do a damn cleanse, but take some risks. Talk to pretty girls.
There you go.
They might like you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a wow. That's a really great story.
Now I know why you remember the cleanse so much.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's really a specific cleanse.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
I haven't heard about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think ours was cayenne pepper, maybe apple cider vinegar, or maybe it was honey.
Apple cider vinegar. Those are. I think those are common. Yeah. I use that for everything.
I tried it, but it lasted to like lunch. I have no control.
Oh, I have a
ladle. Sorry, that's the water.
I have a gallon jug of apple cider vinegar in my bedroom so that if I wake up in the middle of the night and I have indigestion or if I have like, you know, little VCLEP thing. Take a shot and just shoot it.
Is it with mother?
It is. It's always with mother. Okay, just checking. Unfiltered. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, is that what? Is
I actually know what you're talking about. I'm really excited about it.
Let's explain it to Willie here.
It's it would be like the probiotic in the fermentation process of the vinegar. You want that. Some people filter it out. It looks, if you were to pick up a bottle and see what that stuff is floating around in apple cider vinegar, if you saw that in anything else, you'd be like, this has gone bad. I'm pouring this out.
Is that called a SCOBY?
Is that what it is? It says with the mother is what it's is the brags.
Well, I think that might be a kombucha thing.
Maybe.
I don't know what I'm talking about at all.
I think I just call it the pulp stuff looking.
Oh, yeah. But it's basically the stuff that carries the probiotic benefits of it. Yeah. But I've tried every awful, horrible diet. The cabbage soup diet was big. In the 90s. I remember Chick did a Nutrisystem. He was Nutrisystem guy.
Yeah,
and I came across a picture here and I was like, what is going on? Who is this porn star? This very thin porn star. Who is this? Because he had his mustache. And he said, he goes, oh, that's when I was doing the Nutrisystem commercials. And I was like, no kidding. I said, how'd it go? He goes, I was hungry. I was starving. I was hungry all the time.
Oh.
It was like he went right back there. He said it was horrible. But I've done the gallon of water a day diet. I've done the juice cleanse. There's a place in town where you can order a juice cleanse and pick it up and do all of that. Raw food.
Oh, all that stuff's scary. Raw food, I get, but if you're hungry, eat. None of us are doctors. Take care of yourself.
So you know what? On a serious note, I have learned that you should never deprive your body. And so I've done the Ayurvedic cleanse, which is actually you eat through the cleanse. You're detoxing, but you're nourishing your body with the things that it needs. You're replacing it with the crap that you're getting out of there. So hot tip.
I guess I did low FODMAP for about 2 weeks trying to eat the right foods. And that's like eating healthy because if you have a gut that doesn't like to go or you have to reset your your system. Although I did quit drinking pop for a few months and it is funny how fast you lose weight when you cut soda pop out of your daily routine.
It's wild.
I cut booze out of my system for a month, and I do not want to say how much weight I lost because you would all say, oh, why don't you just do that? And it's not that easy.
It isn't that easy.
It's not that easy.
You guys, I'm not kidding. I was at a get-together recently, like an outdoor. We were all sitting, you know, in a big circle. And a friend says, actually not a friend, a neighbor, an acquaintance.
An enemy.
A person.
No.
Said, hey, did you quit drinking so you would lose weight? Yeah, no, that's not why. Are you sure that's not why? Yeah, I'm positive that's not why. I promise you it was a little bit more than just weight loss.
Gosh.
Because you've lost a lot of weight. And I'm just like, oh my God. Somebody was like,
I quit drinking so I wouldn't smack the crap out of you when you asked me something.
This sounds like a less empathetic conversationalist than my dad.
It was
leading you right into the quarter.
And so that was the thing is that I just kept going, no, man, like that's not the case. But everybody around me was getting uncomfortable. And now that you say like that sounds like my dad, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I just knew how to deal with this person because so many people around here are like that. But yeah, I haven't had a drink in almost 18 months and I'm 30 pounds down and it was,
that's awesome.
just
good
just
for
not
you.
Drinking. Yeah. So Yeah.
I can't quit you.
I can't quit you, Mountain Dew.
Jessica's hugging your Mountain Dew.
I'm cutting back.
Okay, before we get into this next bit, I just want to say anything. I don't want to break the fourth wall too much, but Jason will give me a list of things to intro the bits. And they're simple stuff, classic Chick and Dean bits. This one, it's a statement. It's a question, rather. It says, who doesn't love bits about hydrogen? And I think that's the first time that's ever been typed and printed. Who doesn't love bits about... But here we go. Who doesn't love bits about hydrogen? Let's get into it.
Whoa. Hey, that's it, man. 30 minutes on a treadmill. I'm exhausted.
Oh, me and you both.
Hey, let's head over to the concession stand.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I gotta tell you, you really look great. You lost some weight.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm all about what I eat. Or should I say, what I don't eat.
I heard that. Oh, I'm dying of thirst.
All right.
Let's grab an ice cold bottle of water.
Yeah. Hey, how about a water there?
Water? You don't want a water. Hey, healthy boy, you cut out the fat, right?
Yeah.
Calories?
Yeah.
Carbs?
Yeah.
Hydrogen?
Yeah. Hydrogen?
Yes, hydrogen. Don't you realize that water is made up of oxygen and not one, but two whole atoms of hydrogen?
Yeah, but.
And what's hydrogen? But a bunch of gas. And what's gas do? It fills you up.
Well.
So we've cut the hydros in half. It's not H2O, but just H-O.
H-O? That's
a hoe, and that's what you need, a big old hoe.
All right, then. Hey, set me up. I'll take a hoe.
What size?
Well, hell. Hey, let's go all the way. Make it a full-size whopper of a hoe.
Now we're talking. One jumbo hoe coming up and going down.
Nothing beats a hoe going down.
You got it, brother. Pass on the gas today and grab a hoe. Hell, while you're at it, reach around and grab a pair.
All right.
So when that bit started, I was thinking, whoa, it's talking about atoms and hydrogen and oxygen. This is a pretty smart Bob and Tom bit. This is way up there. This is chemistry. Oh, no, it's a pun for a hoe. Got it. That's the return. That's how we deliver.
Oh, I was so excited to hear Chick's announcer voice come back. Like, oh! Oh, my God.
I just love hearing it. Marty say hoe over and over again.
I was a little uncomfortable with the gulping sounds, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Like, are you one of those people that, like, you can't hear people chew?
I don't like
things
the...
like that.
No,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I can't either. Every time I hear it, I get hard, and I just wish. No.
Is that the whole the ASMR thing? What is that?
Like, oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Is it mesophilia?
Am I saying it right?
ASMR is
like when people just whisper things.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I've seen it, there's two microphones, and they're both the really long, kind of weird looking microphones, and it's picking up stereo quality, so you can hear it left and right, and I think it's a whole audio experience. I think it's weird.
It is. It's very odd, and it's more uncomfortable. I don't know how I would feel if it was all audio and it wasn't the visual. But when you see people doing it, and it's like, A, they're taking it in way too seriously, and B, I don't know how it's so erotic. Like, it's not meant to be. Like, that's just like the tone. It's not erotic for me. Never mind.
It can be someone just brushing their hair.
You like what you like. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it's meant to be erotic?
Not necessarily.
No, it's not necessarily.
What's the point of it then? This is old man talking, by the way. I don't get it.
See, that's what I thought. I thought this has to be a fetish thing. So I'm not wrong.
I think that this started probably similar to, you know, those videos of guys eating a lot of food started. It started like, hey, this is kind of a weird thing I'm doing. Check it out. And then it went into the fetish realm. Perhaps. I'm not sure. But I don't think that ASMR is sexual by nature, but I just think the people have gotten their perverted minds to it, you know?
They'll get a feeling of euphoric tingling and relaxation that can come over someone when they hear a certain sound. Because I have the Calm app, and they have the bedtime stories you can listen to, and there's an ASMR section. And I was like, let's check this out. So-and-so, the whisperer. And I'm like, I hate this, because it's just like, tonight you're going to go to sleep. And it's going to be calm. No, get out of here. Get out of my room.
That's like sleep porn. There's options and things.
Yeah, if you like that, you should listen to the Whisper Song by the Ying Yang Twins.
I hate that one. I hated it.
That'll be really hot for you.
Did you know that song when it came out, or you knowing it now that it's become popular again?
Oh, I think that was one of those songs where I was like 11, maybe 12,
okay.
And it was too dirty for me to even understand. You know a song that's so inappropriate that a kid doesn't even know it's inappropriate?
Yes.
Like, a kid can get that farts are inappropriate, but a kid doesn't know what.
Yeah, so...
Hey, girl.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Don't play with it.
So, that, the other day, it came up in conversation, and my son said, and he was like, oh, you don't know the Whisper Song? And I said, tapped on my phone. I was like, he goes, you have it. It is in your playlist right now. I said, it is. I'm so sorry. And he was like, I'm so grossed out.
It's in a playlist with all the other overtly sexual songs you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You got Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion in there.
All the things I would listen to and dance at fraternity parties.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
Gosh, I would have loved to see Ladle Drinking Jess Hooker at the frat house getting loose to the Ying Yang Twins. What I like it if it adds up that in the math I just did in my head, that song came out, you were probably in your early 30s, maybe, or I could be wrong. You're not college age when that song comes out, are you?
No, probably not.
Yeah, so I just like the idea of you hanging out at a frat party and you're just like, what's going on? I'm 29.
Is that right? I thought that song came out before then.
It came out in 2005.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the year I started working here. So maybe I was just clapping that ass somewhere in the back. I don't know.
Clapping that ass somewhere in the back.
You know, I love this term, off in the weeds.
Yes.
And there's nothing more that this little podcast does better than taking a little piece from a bit, and man, we are off in the weeds.
Yeah.
And it's quite a big field here.
It is.
Where we're at.
It is.
I mean, before you know it, you're well past the antenna, into the trees.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of grass out there in that. Some of it's tall.
But anyway, we got Chick's voice again to Allsman's delight.
It's the same guy.
Water.
Yeah, it was like, is this the same infomercial or different infomercial?
And we looked at each other because we heard a female laugh that we couldn't identify.
There was a laugh there I didn't know.
Do you think that's Libby?
I don't know. That's a newer bit.
Oh, okay.
Newish bit.
Okay.
Actually, I have, because Willie asked last time, I had him. That was New Bottled Water. That was from Sideshow. The album Sideshow. So that was about 2005-ish.
Okay, okay.
So yeah, that's only 15. Oh. That one's 15 years old.
Man, I don't know whose voice that would be.
The other one was early 90s with Body Fuel. And there was actually a third one. There's actually a trilogy.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't play it. It's called Thirstpiration Plus. I think that was the first one. And then Body Fuel followed that one up. And it had the same chick voice thing doing that. Water. Yeah, that whole thing.
And by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I did. I kind of sat up and I saw the Bob and Tom Sideshow album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to figure out when it was. And there's no goatee. So that is. Yes.
Bob and Tom.
So that can't be too early 2000s because the goatee went away.
So you can judge it based off of his facial hair.
You can carbon date it. There's a lot of ways. If my dad has a picture of a goatee, if we hear Bob laughing in the bit, you know, there's a lot of ways that we could figure out when these bits came in.
Right.
Tom had the thickest goatee I'd ever seen. Like, it was so well groomed. It was not a hair was out of place.
No, he's a sharp shaver. He gets good use out of that hair. I'll tell you that much. There's a lot of spot checking going on.
Yeah.
He was on the cover of a men's magazine here locally.
Yeah.
And actually the very first cover. And I'll be honest.
I remember that.
Tom looks so badass.
He does.
He looks so badass. He has the goatee, but they just had him being really serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it's over by his office if you want to see it. It's up on the wall. But I just look at that. I mean, because I go over that part of the building every day, and I just go, God, Tom's such a badass.
I think that's the only time anybody's ever
said it. Might have been. It might have been.
Tom is the nicest guy. I don't know if badass is the...
Well, he rode a motorcycle. I think that's pretty badass.
That was my dirt bike.
It was a little dirt bike.
I was going to say, like, that. I was like, there's no way Tom ever had a motorcycle.
He likes to say motorcycle, but yeah, that was my...
I thought that was your...
It was my 150cc Yamaha dirt bike that he broke his arm on.
I can't imagine him getting on that.
It was a whole situation. Sally was at a babysitter in the neighborhood. His car was blocked in, so he couldn't use the car, but he could use the dirt bike. It was one of those. I'll probably get in trouble for saying that.
Oh, no.
But I'm trying to think, like, Did your dad ever have a or was he ever on a motorcycle? No, or ride so my dad, growing up?
His best friend in the whole world rides motorcycles.
Right.
He has a massive respect for people that ride motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember the whole safety issue.
Right.
So he thinks they're incredibly unsafe. So mm-hmm. whenever his friends, he makes sure you're wearing a helmet, mm-hmm. the whole checklist, everything right. you can control. Yeah. But yeah, he would never get a motorcycle, but he let us get those dirt bikes. It was pretty cool. Me and Charlie, we just, you know, rip around going mm-hmm. nuts on him. And then, yeah, he never really rode it. One day he did, and then...
It came over.
And it's just in your little neighborhood, too.
It was, exactly. It,
he wasn't going out into public.
No.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. No. It was just, I mean, and it must have been a minute and a half ride.
Ah.
And it was one of those things where it's a short drive, but a long walk.
Yeah.
And he had to go stop in to see you real quick.
Oh my gosh, that stinks. Do any of you guys, do you have your motorcycle endorsement? Did any of you guys ride?
I thought about getting it, but so I can... Say I have it, you know, just in case.
It's
what if you have to get on a motorcycle and go stop in somewhere?
Exactly, yeah. No, I remember the first time when I said something about my motorcycle, and it was, I don't know if your dad was horrified or disgusted, but the reaction was not appropriate. Like, it was just like, you're a girl, and those are dangerous, and like, just 1,000 things went through his head.
He was very concerned for you.
Yeah, he was. That's what it was, but you know how Tom's emotions kind of like...
Well, because, Jess, could you imagine if anything, God forbid, ever happened to you while riding your motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
could you imagine how much that would inconvenience my dad? I mean, it would be such a bummer. Should we call it there? Or do we have one more?
I tell you what, we're such big fans of Chick McGee. We have to at least give
one more little
piece that he did that has a little water tie-in. So here,
okay.
This is a classic. Everyone knows it, but I think a nice little bow tie here.
Do you remember the dramatic rescue of baby Jessica when she fell down the well? Remember, she was 18 months old?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, baby Jessica is a baby no longer. She was married over the weekend.
No kidding.
She is now 19 years old, and she apparently tied the knot Saturday at a rural church outside Midland, Texas. Hmm. She's 19. Her husband, 32-year-old Danielle Morales.
I bet they're on City Walk.
Chick, I forgive you for everything you've ever done.
Oh, my gosh.
So perfect.
You could just see, and mm-hmm. he had it in the chamber.
He did. He
ready
was
to
so
go.
Ready.
And
it was so great.
So that's, I had an improv teacher who used to call my friend Kyle a sniper because he could just sit back and he'd mm-hmm. find the line and boom, right mm-hmm. at the time. And that's what Chick does there. But then he does something that he often doesn't do. It's something that my dad definitely does and that mm-hmm. I do is he laughs through the punchline. And that is a thing that I am working on. Mm-hmm. If you're one of the 6 people in my DMs telling me, can you get a joke out without laughing? I'm sorry. I'm actively trying to practice. But Chick, he giggles through it. But when he does it, makes it better.
It does.
Makes it even funnier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. He definitely has a gift, that's for sure. But by the way, I think it's very endearing when someone laughs. Like through their joke,
yeah.
And I doesn't bother me at all. But I know that we do have listeners and people that are like, "Why are they always laughing at themselves?" And I said that the other day, and Chick goes, "People really think that?" And Josh goes, "Absolutely! Like that is a perception by like some of our listeners." And he was like, "I had no idea." I was like, "No, you're laughing at each other,
right?
Like it's
you're having fun.
You're with your friends. They literally were just hanging out, like trying to be silly.
So strange.
There's some
how silly it is.
There's some people that love it, and some people it's the way that I think of it. It's how people view the Christopher Walken, more cowbell SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Some people think Jimmy Fallon and Horatio Sands laughing at that ruins the sketch.
No.
But I like it because Will Ferrell's so damn funny. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're going to giggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And with that line, that mm-hmm. Sniper Chick McGee line, you're going to giggle a little bit.
I had such a crush on Horatio Sands, and he laughed through almost every single bit. And I always thought, is he high? Like, is that why he's laughing so hard? I felt like he all the ones that I watched, no, you don't think so. The look on your face is like, no, Jess, you're wrong.
No, I don't know.
Oh, no, I just.
I was legitimately thinking.
Yeah, I just always, could catch him laughing or like trying to smile or put his face down if he was in like the background of a scene or something. Oh, my gosh. And that, like you said, that always made it funnier to me that they think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Chick and I just had that conversation about Warner Brothers cartoons. When he found out that they wrote those cartoons to make themselves laugh, not for an audience, he loved them even more. And I think that that's why a lot of people love the Bob and Tom mm-hmm. show and the cast is that genuinely, like you'll tell a joke, Chick loves chick loves you right now for some reason. So just ride it out. It'll end.
For now.
For now. Ride it out. But I promise you, I feel like at some point through the day, he'll be like, did you hear Willie's joke? This morning he said it was such a show in here before the show started. He goes, I'm taking notes. He texts me. He goes, I'm taking notes to tell you everything that's going on right now before the show starts so I don't forget anything. And I said, okay. So then he calls after the show and I said, hey, what were you going to tell me? And he said, Josh was upset because he had to put new water on the water jug and he doesn't like that. That really it doesn't set well with him when he has to change the water out, which I didn't know. I feel bad. And he said, Christy was all bundled up. She was freezing when she came in. He goes, but then Willie said something and it just, everything was fine. And he was genuinely said that. Willie said something and everything was fine.
I wonder what that could have been.
I don't know. But he just loves you to death.
This morning was insane.
It was.
And it's just one of those things where if you're having fun, so it's worth it.
Right.
There's this great, to say one more thing, there's this great Amy Poehler quote when she was at I.O. She said, it doesn't matter if you look stupid. If you're having fun, people are going to like it.
Yep.
And I think that is sort of a big part of the show. We know we're stupid, but maybe we're having fun.
We're having fun. Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Bits and Pieces. See you guys next week.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.